The sun sets on us all one day. For the last time, welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, our heroes slew the Duke Flynn and finally drove the Marquisate out of the woodland. Now, they gather together one last time.
Alright, epilogue time. Okay, so you are all meeting, I'm gonna say, no, oh, that'd be really sweet. Alright, so I'm gonna say you are at, month later, you are in what used to be Patchwood.
I was gonna say, can I, for the last month, have been helping rebuild it?
That's they're
what
my rebuilding plan was. Patchwood.
I was like, that was my plan, was to rebuild it.
I think we should change the name of Patchwood. I was thinking Brightwood, but...
Brandonville? Oh my god!
She didn't die there, but that would be cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down for it. Last session, the Duke was convinced that it was the sword of, like...
Brandon.
Sword of Brandon.
And I was like, and he was like, the sword of Brandon. I was like, it's a girl, you idiot! I was so mad.
Which is why one of the episodes is called Brandon of Brambleborn. God, I just didn't know.
I was so mad at him.
That's okay, he's dead now. Alright, do we want to go with that?
Yeah, I love that.
All right, so I'm gonna add that to things. You guys are repairing the thing. The most of the forces have gone back to like their sides, and the war has died down for now. Irony and the Alliance have basically decided that they are going to like basically tentative truce for now while everybody rebuilds. And Min and Lyle are there, and they're kind of talking, and they like kind of turn over to you guys, and they go, okay. We're hitting a truce for now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't meet again at this battlefield as enemies, but for now it was it was an honor to fight alongside you. And then the two of them like kind of like look at each other and like handshake, and then they're like, okay.
I'm gonna look at Min specifically because I feel like I still get along better with the Eyrie. I feel like if you ever need me, like, I'm always willing to help for the last month I've been helping rebuild Patchwood, but also checking in on Limberly since we said we were going to protect them.
All right.
And make sure that they are not being manipulated into more badness.
Got it. Min actually shakes his head and goes, actually, I think war has kind of like lost its flavor for me. Oh. I just kind of want to leave.
Would you perchance maybe want to go on a boat?
I could be persuaded.
I'm looking for a crew!
Nice.
I haven't, surprisingly for the last month, I have not really gone back to my ship. Mm-hmm. I have kind of kept my distance, and she has been more caring for the people that are on the land, and so she will gladly have a friend to go back to the ship with.
All right, we're going to go around in a circle then. We're going to like explain what happened to our characters in this. That's the epilogue. So, Jordan, you're up first.
Okay, well, what I want to do is, basically what I want Greta to do is to go up to the Alliance and be like, what happened to my parents? And she's just now at this point in her life, she's going to just figure out what happened to her parents.
Are we like avataring it and like just ending with like, where are my parents?
Yes,
and
then that's but she's, this entire time she's been like, where are my parents? But I want Zachary to do his thing first.
All right, Zachary.
Oh. Told you they have secrets.
Some of them.
Okay, and so.
I feel left out.
This. So, like, in the future, I want Zachary to, like, while they're meeting up in Patchwood, like, the other players can see Zachary, like, just, like, tinkering around with, like, these little black rocks. He throws one at the ground, he sees a spark, and then he grins.
Oh. Okay.
You being friends with the moles again?
Zachary starts up this illegal business selling explosives.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna run a black market through the cave?
Dude, that's sick. I love that.
Oh, I'm gonna come visit you so often.
That's so rad.
I love that. Using the underground caves that the Mark says once used to travel between villages.
Got it. At some point, that might bring you up against the duchy, but for now, I'm gonna say it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. And so going along with that, after she thinks, she's going to stay with Zachary.
Okay. Oh. So you two are going to work together as like an underground explosive business?
Yep.
Rad, okay.
Come get your fireworks.
Love it, Brian. Love it.
All right. Skylar, yeah.
Okay, so Peter, after everything that's happened, he feels absolutely horrible for just thinking of the lack of what he's done. And he basically turns over, offers Delilah... like basically in charge of like the cult of the Jackies.
Okay.
Well, and to you all, Peter basically says goodbye and he definitely feels a certain way because he felt really, really bad for abandoning him and not being able to do anything, in the greatest time of need. I feel like he just led people to their death. But without them knowing, he still feels a strong love for them, so he's always going to watch out for them without them noticing, but always just kind of doing the right thing, but just alone.
Okay, so you remain in Brambleborn, but you're just going to be like kind of like a ghost amidst the trees.
Yep.
Respectable.
I just imagine Pater on another boat.
I see you.
I just have an image of like you like taking off your bandana and handing it to
Delilah,
so just no more bandana for Pater.
Yeah.
The legendary status goes to Delilah.
Yep.
All right. Oh my gosh. And last one.
Yeah. With Min, I believe she'll go and she kind of Tilly goes around and tries to recruit more people to be on her team, mm-hmm. and she takes to the open ocean. She quite usually in the past. Her ship never really docked and stayed long, but...
Oh, I forgot. Okay, so I'm going to say, do you want a crew?
Yeah, I do.
I'll give you a crew. All right, so I'm going to say Lila joins you.
Yeah.
And after the removal of the Marcusade, as they're fleeing, you do go back and you rescue Redclaw and...
Oh!
Redclaw and Jimmy and Carol.
Yay!
And Silas.
Yeah.
And Silas.
I'll give
you Silas.
Silas was the guard that became my best friend because I just bugged him so much.
So that's your crew.
Okay, with my crew, I take off on the open ocean. She very much so was a loner, especially during the 6 months that she was gone from all of you guys. And she didn't come back much, but now she comes back quite frequently. She comes and definitely buys some explosives from some good old buddies.
Heck yeah.
And she is out to take down her old crew.
Nice. That's a good goal. I like that all of you like have some kind of like a goal to accomplish, even though like we're done.
They so definitely showed up, teared her down enough that she is coming back with a vengeance.
All right. I think that covers it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Brambleborn.
Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Jordan Marshall, Skylar Ross, Baylen Perry, Jared Jensen, and Kelly Hamblin. The music of Brambleborn was provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Magpie Games and Leader Games and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you so much for being fans of the show, and we hope you join us again for any future projects we do. Until the next time, this is goodbye.